This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh today. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone for the state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Pudimarka near Visakhapatnam. This will be the first green hydrogen hub under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The project entails an investment of approximately 1,85,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister will also dedicate to the nation, lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various railway and road projects worth over 19,500 crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh. The 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention will begin today in Bhubaneswar. Odisha government is showcasing the state's rich culture and heritage in front of the non-resident Indians, NRIs, who are coming to India from 50 countries. The convention will begin with the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas event being organized by the Odisha government in partnership with the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in the convention tomorrow, while President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the valedictory session on Friday. President Murmu will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman upon members of the Indian diaspora to recognize their achievements in various fields. Trinidad and Tobago President Christine Carla Kangaloo is the chief guest of this edition, which is being held on the theme Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. The government has earmarked a designated site within the Rashtriya Smriti Complex, a part of the Rajghat precinct, for erecting a memorial of former President Pranab Mukherjee. Sharmishtha Mukherjee, the daughter of the late former president, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express her gratitude for this decision. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three new criminal laws are not punishment-oriented but victim-centric and they aim to ensure speedy justice. He said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over the implementation of the three laws in UP. Mr. Shah stressed that 100% implementation of the new criminal laws should be ensured in all the 7 commissionerates of Uttar Pradesh by March this year. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has announced a scheme for the pan-India setup of driving training institutes, DTIs, which will provide incentives for setting up DTIs and additional incentives for the integrated infrastructure of automated testing stations and DTIs. Addressing a press conference, he said that there is lack of skilled drivers in the country and government is committed in setting up more driving training centres in the country. Mr. Gadkari said that road safety was the utmost priority in the meeting with the transport ministers of all states and union territories. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. The centre has appointed V. Narayanan as the new chairman of the Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, and secretary of the Department of Space yesterday. V. Narayanan will assume office on January 14. Narayanan is currently serving as the director of the Liquid Propulsion System Centre of the ISRO in Valiamala, Kerala. In Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers secured their first win of the season as they thrashed Shachirar Bengal Tigers 6-0 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. Today, Team Gona Sika will play Tamil Nadu Dragons at 6 p.m, followed by another match between UP Rudras and Hyderabad Tufans at 8:15 p.m. in Rourkela. In Indian Super League football, the 16th match week will begin today as FC Goa will host Hyderabad FC at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.